Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At 97.3. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm a mess. My hotkeys weren't set up. There we go. Oh. Can't have that. I gotta have my hotkeys. Something about the computer. I don't really know what hotkeys mean, but I have some and... It's nice to use them, you know.
All right.
They're important. Hot's right in the name. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Off to a grand start.
All right.
Oh, no!
Well, happy Niners Week Tuesday is what I have to say to that.
Boom.
It's Niners Week, everyone.
Yep.
It's also the week they're shutting down Market Street.
Oh.
And I fear this is going to be tragic.
Or it'll be amazing and everyone will have gotten the memo and everything will go smoothly.
Dude, there's already... I came into the city, what was it? I forget what day. It was a Saturday, but I'm not sure which one. Did you know Saturdays are ridiculous around here? Mm.
It's hard coming into the city on the weekend.
There's a lot of events.
Yeah, a lot of stuff happening.
At all times.
And a lot of closed roads. Yeah. And that's what I'm getting at. So there's a point where I've been driving around this city for a long time. I got some sneaky ways to get, you know, I know other ways. Sure. If I see something wrong, I know how to, all right, let me.
Navigate your way.
It was an absolute nightmare that Eddie to, anyway, trying to pass the mall there to get out of town.
Yeah.
And that they
Union
had
Union Square area?
No, it's out by the
what mall?
Town hall or whatever it's
town
called.
Hall.
It's the City mall
hall?
On
City
Market.
We have a
you
town
know,
hall.
The town hall, the town square.
It's kind of the tenderloin, actually.
Bloomingdale. Yeah, it is, yeah.
But it's where that, anyway, they just decided to block that and turn everybody back into the city, you know, like... So you can't go south of Market, now you're going left.
Where am I going?
I just waited through all that to go left?
Mm.
That's the opposite. Anyway, that's the way the city is in general. I think this Market Street thing's going to make a lot of people bummed.
Talking about Westfield, right? Shopping center?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So down on Market.
Yeah, it's the Tenderloin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Eddie right there?
Converts from 5th Street to Eddie, I believe, and goes to the Tenderloin.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was just like, you guys just screwed me out of 30 minutes of my life.
Well, what time was that on Saturday?
Morning time, I'd say 10:30.
I do that almost every week on Saturday.
Why, you drive
Anita to
Anita
work?
In?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Downtown Union Square. So
make that girl get on the bus, come on.
Well, you know.
That's the only time they have together.
That's the only time I can drive her to work. It's exactly true. That's
couples.
Exactly it.
Oh, we eke out our moments where we can.
Quality time in the car,
oh,
baby.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, the tensions aren't high in a car driving around in San Francisco. I was reading this article.
Oh, this will be good.
It's not that good.
Is it about Peter Skropinopoulos? Because, I thought about him all day yesterday.
That's
my favorite story in I don't know how long.
No.
Peter Skropinopoulos.
Polyopoulos.
No, some guy Sarah wanted to bone who, and she didn't finish the job, by the way.
Yeah, no, he wanted nothing to do with me.
And it turns out he's real.
Yeah. And I shouldn't have said his name on the
air.
He's
a real human being, and he lives. There's his picture now. Bryn just pulled it up like that.
He's
snap.
Cute.
He is cute.
Yeah. Mm.
I bet you could get him now.
No.
I bet I couldn't. I bet you could.
No.
His wife's pretty hot, though.
I have not kept it together.
Yeah, you have.
No, I haven't.
But he's got a cute little blondie.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah.
And she looks like a woman of substance.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just
about
a little puffball.
I don't know about that look.
But you guys are both in the entertainment business, so that's
strange.
Interesting.
Such a weird, the fact that he could actually find him and that He's still very handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, older dude, but yeah. You know, he was my age.
Great.
Let me ask you a question.
No, hardly any wrinkles.
Dude, check me out over here.
Oh my God,
I'm gonna
he looks just
Peter
like some dude. Don't
today.
Be him, please.
Where's the tape?
Don't be him.
I'm gonna be him.
I give up. I just don't. I'm too tired.
No, no you're not.
If you don't fight it, they'll leave it alone.
I know. That's like, you're right. You're so right.
Thank you so
yes,
much.
Yes, please be Peter.
Fruitopolis.
Yep, that's the guy.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, I read this article.
Oh, right. The article.
It has to do with traffic.
Oh, good.
And they were saying that there are actual ways that we could ease traffic right now. Oh, boy. Well, you've squeezed his face into nothing.
Cut out his nose and put your nose in there.
Yeah, put
so
your
you
nose
can,
in there.
So
it'll rest right on there. It'll be like sunglasses.
You guys don't worry about this. I got this.
He had a nice big nose like you do.
I need scissors. Can you get me scissors, Bryn? Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Go on. So
what about the traffic?
The traffic is
you
a problem in this
minimize
world.
Minimize it? Is that what you were going to say?
They're saying, I don't know, the story was something like, forget civil engineers. They don't know how to work anything. What you need is math and science to solve traffic trouble. And they were basically saying that if we all agreed, all of us, to use the same navigation feature,
mm-hmm.
the same navigation app, thank you, and the app knew that we were all using it, mm-hmm. and we all agreed that whatever route it gave us, we would go by, that a simple app could solve all our problems.
That makes total sense.
Yeah, that it would tell, if there was a traffic backup, it would route these people this way, these people this, and it would make it so that you could smoothly go around. I mean, you'd still be in backups, but it would, instead of every single people taking
this road,
right, or deciding what they were going to do.
And it
do.
Won't upset the people that are living on these
right.
frontage roads.
Exactly. It would mitigate that to some degree.
Well, the auto-driving cars would probably take care of all that, right?
Yeah, because they would, wouldn't
the
they
of,
have to be
yeah.
on some kind of network?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they're basically saying, is that if we networked our cars together that and followed the directions that they gave us, that we'd be okay. It would take a lot of tension. Boy, he is just industrious when he puts his mind to it, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he's great.
I think you need some eyes, too, then.
No, or does he? I mean, no, it's not like he has to read anything in here.
With that on. The tape's
no, oh, it's too
not,
short.
Not quite short. Long enough.
All right, hold on. I've almost got this, everyone. Yeah.
So Vinny's doing a little art. He's cut himself a mouth, but no eye hole.
So you're gonna, fix the traffic problems then. That's great news.
Wow, you are doing your own thing over there.
Are you saying you're not?
I wouldn't know how. Boy, now that he went from short to, I think that might
you
be a little too long.
You don't worry about this. I got this.
I'm not worried. I know how you are, MacGyver. I know you're about to put Peter Pouliopoulos right here in the studio with you. This poor guy, if he finds out. I was wondering, as you're bringing him up, I wonder if he'd even remember me. I doubt it.
He probably would.
He would.
I don't think so. I'm telling you, I was a blip. He was a blip on my radar, but I was into him.
Yeah, but we remember all the boobs we've touched, all the lips we've kissed. We do. We just all do.
Says the guy who's wrapping tape around his head to hold Peter Pouliopoulos in place. You've done it, Ben.
How do you like me now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel secure. I'm going to work a little harder on this.
Oh, no. That's staying on. If you're watching the show right now, you probably still have no idea what's happening. Oh, boy. He really is not.
You're probably right. I should have made eye holes.
Yeah. Well, and four times around with the tape probably wasn't a great idea. But have fun. Oh, now he's poking.
Oh, that's not going to hurt.
Go to radioalice.com/watch, and I'm sure this will be the clip of the day.
There it is.
And the hat is on. Wow. It's like he's in the room.
And he's a 49er fan.
How do I look?
I'm going to take a picture of that. And I'm going to put that up on Instagram.
Thank you so much.
Sure, Ben. Hold on, let me see if I can get the guy's face in there. You've crumpled it a little bit.
Oh, I have?
A little.
Wait, is that better?
Hang on. Let me zoom this out a little bit.
I'm talking through his neck hole.
Yeah.
Can you see that?
I can. Give me a side view, would you? Okay. Go ahead and put those up on Instagram.
Anyway,
right now.
So, I need
this
the headphones
fun.
Too. I can't hear anything.
Oh, yeah. Headphones would also be super helpful.
Good morning.
Hi, Peter.
So,
oh, nice.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you do seem like a whole nother person.
Last night I watched Harry Potter 4.
Yeah, how did that go?
Excellent. You know, I'm really, first of all, I admit, the first time I watched the first, what is that, the Sorcerer's Stone? Those kids were not great actors, and I just wasn't in. But it's good. The fourth one's really good. I liked it. I had fun. Mm. You know?
Watch our show.
And what are you doing?
I'm posting.
I wish I could see you.
Well, you can't because you put paper over your face and didn't put a mouth hole in to the guy's neck. Radio Alice. Yeah, just stab your fingers through your eyes. That seems like the thing to do.
Oh, I got you now.
Slap. Oh, look at you.
I can see you.
That's an improvement.
Slowly, you're not becoming Peter, though.
I know. It's just that you've got a piece of crumpled paper on your face.
Yeah.
It's actually...
I'd like to say that I have serious regrets about not finishing what we started, Sarah. If you want to meet me down in Manhattan Beach, where I live now...
I get it now. You're Peter.
Yeah. I'd be happy to drop the hammer, you know, as they say.
Is that what they say?
Oh, no. Mm. What Greek people say? What do they say?
Whoopa.
How would you like the Greek tube steak?
The gyro?
Sure.
The kebab? The lamb shank? I don't know what they say. Greek people, please call us and tell us what they say. We'd be very interested to know. No, it's so freaking... It is sort of funny. So Vinny asked me yesterday... Sort of funny. Vinny
That's
asked me
super
yesterday.
Super funny. Are you kidding?
I guess somebody texted in and said, has Sarah ever done Brothers?
Right.
And to my surprise, as I sort of looked back through my memory banks of the million questions I've asked you since we met, I was like, I can't answer that.
Well, and I answered it wrong, actually, because in the end, this poor guy who's strapped to your face now... Mm-hmm. He's not even a brother of the person I was thinking
yeah,
of.
Yeah,
wrong
person.
This guy has a brother named Peter, but this kid Kevin and this kid Peter were just friends that I met at the same time. All the Greek kids hang out together, I guess. Mm-hmm. So this poor man.
Am I your only Greek?
I think so. I don't really know. And by the way, I didn't have you, so you're not my only.
Well.
I did your friend Kevin. He was Greek, so I think...
I touched your boobs all over the place, though.
I don't know if he did or not.
I'm pretty sure I did.
And to be honest, I think I might have just been utterly rejected by him. Now that I think... I've, you know, spent a little time thinking back on it, I'm like, I might not have ever gotten anywhere with him.
What are you talking about?
I don't even know if I made out
with
him.
We made out and I touched your boobs.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure I did.
I'm not sure. You know, that's the thing.
You know what?
I'd remember it if we'd done something.
I have a motto.
I was into that guy, though. I never could get the guys I was into.
I'm Peter Palopoulos, and my motto is, you touch the boobs of all the women you kiss.
No.
Absolutely.
I bet he was like, I'm waiting for a woman of substance. I don't need this tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed?
Just rolling in, bumping up against my leg. Hey! That was me, tumbleweed.
How dare you talk about yourself like that?
Well.
What's the matter with that?
Nothing.
Now I feel like you're attacking your partner, too.
Oh, you too? No, I don't know. I mean, he's like a high-powered executive vice president something something.
He's a sales dude. Wait, that didn't come off her.
He's a marketing and sales expert.
That came off terrible. Yeah. I didn't mean to
Sorry,
say it
sales
that
department.
Way.
No, Vinny does love
sales
you.
Salespeople are important. I just
sure,
mean, you know.
Yeah, he's got a big title and stuff, you know. Obviously important.
Well, you're a power mom of Mill Valley.
Oh, I mean, that's true.
Who beats
yes, that?
That
is true. Who on earth?
That outranks
right
his marketing everything. Sales.
Yeah, he's vice president of NBC Universal.
He's, but no, that's not the whole title.
Yeah, it's not has to do with sales and
Universal
marketing.
Universal Media is what it says. Vice president of that's
for great. Women's volleyball in the local market of Manhattan Beach. Why am I saying that? I'm making myself look bad.
I don't know. Oh, and you do look good. So, I mean, that face pasted to you.
Anyway, what'd you do yesterday?
I sewed, Benny. I made two aprons. I'm into making aprons lately. So that's what I did.
Somebody got one. They just mentioned it on the text.
What? Oh, they bought an apron? Yeah. Oh, I take all my old jeans and I cut them up into aprons. They're cute.
So, are you down to one pair now?
No. I moved on to my family's.
Oh,
pants.
So your boys have no jeans.
Well, I took my when they get holes in them or the butt starts to wear out or whatever, I just take them and make stuff out of them. And when I took my kid to the Gap, I don't know, when was that, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Bought him a bunch of jeans. I'm like, all right, bring me all your old jeans, all of them. And I was like, yay, resupplied.
Oh.
But sometimes I go to Goodwill and I buy old pairs of jeans.
Oh, that's
you
good.
Do?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good to recycle.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Well, I mean, I am cutting them up.
Yeah,
but I'm making them into a cute little apron.
Mm-hmm.
They're cute.
All
oh
right.
My God, you with that face?
Is that
on.
The apron you use?
I use one that I made just from canvas.
Oh.
And these ones are like too cute for me. They have like a little bib in the front.
They are
and a
super
little
cute.
Tie
okay,
in the
right
back.
Now.
Vinny won't be able to see that. He's got Peter Pouliopoulos plastered all over his face.
Oh, it's adorable.
It's adorable.
Yeah, they're cute.
It makes you not want to wipe your hands on it because it's so
totally
cute.
Washable. Throw it in the machine.
Yeah.
You have a mannequin at your house?
Yeah. She's a size zero, though, so everything looks good on her. Like, you put that same apron on me, it's not nearly as cute.
You impressed? I saw that.
Yeah, I don't know how you did.
I got an eye hole here.
Where is it?
It's right...
Oh.
There.
Oh, yeah. So a tiny little...
Did I get it in his eye or...
No, oh, nowhere near his eye. No.
That's too bad.
His face is a horror on yours. But you just keep that going.
Well, how much longer do we have till it's time to go?
I don't know. Oh, is that when it's coming
time
up?
Time to go.
It can be time now, sure. I mean, if we're done talking, we've moved on to aprons, for God's sake. It might might actually be time from Peter Pouliopoulos to...
I'm
next,
having trouble
next
over
coming
here.
Up, recipes.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. Oh, my God. My kid made these chocolate chip cookies and he won't tell me where he got the recipe from. I'm like...
Really did it.
Is it?
You were just kidding, and then she went into...
Well, I thought of this thing. I had a fight about a recipe.
It's from Nestle's.
No, it's... Nestle.
Nestle. What did Phoebe say?
Toulouse. Nestle Toulouse.
Famous from her grandmother or something.
Sorry, everyone. My watch wants me to breathe.
All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.